Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now in to hour number two of the 16th day of July, 2007. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. Don't forget the free podcast daily at InfoWars.com. You can go there and subscribe to it for free to your iPhone, your MP3 player, or your other type of iPod device. And I know a lot of you have already subscribed to it. Why don't you give it to your friends and family? Why don't you tell your neighbors? Why don't you tell message boards and tech boards and people at work, hey, you ought to go subscribe to this podcast. You can set your player to throw it out of your player after a couple of days, you know, if they build up. Also, we restream the show for your convenience 21 hours a day. We're live from 11 to 2 Central, then from 2 around the clock to the next day. We restream the show consecutively each 3 hours back to back at 2 o'clock Central Standard Time. You can listen at 3 a.m. You can listen at 5 p.m. You can listen whenever you like to the broadcast. And that's how we grow. That's how we reach more people, is you taking action. Now, I got a big, huge stack of news here. I'm going to be getting to it. Right now, I wanted to go back to your phone calls. Let's talk to Trina in Colorado. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Good. Thanks for calling.
I have something I wanted to tell you guys about. I don't know if you've already spoken about this on the air or at your station, but there's a new video that was just released. It's called Death of a President. Have you heard of that?
Refresh my memory.
It's a video that just came out. It's like a documentary style.
That's the Canadian mockumentary where Bush gets killed?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I saw the controversy a year ago when they shot it in Toronto, and no, I haven't seen it.
Well, the reason that I find it so interesting is because George Bush is actually in it, and so is Dick Cheney. They're in it. And in my opinion, for the New World Order or these people to pull off what they're going to pull off to declare martial law and disarm us, I think it a little bit of a twist could be for him, so they don't have to give up their office, is the president being assassinated. It's just an opinion.
Well, the public's so dumbed down that they're getting to the point where they might even use that video from that movie and say it was real. And I'm not being sarcastic.
No, I'm fully with that.
British television got a clip that the CIA produced of fake confessions of Muslims where they computer morphed it. They would show it to them at Camp X-Ray torturing them. Then they released it on a TV program admitting that it was fake, but then in another TV show said it was real and said it was Muhammad Atta confessing. So they take videos they admit are fake and computer generated. They play them on television and say they're real later, even when they admit they're not real. Now, folks, that's how dumb they think you are. So you've got a good point there. Anything else?
No, I just wanted to just tell people they might want to watch that. And in the video, the guy that hypothetically kills George Bush is a terrorist, and now we have to go to Syria and have a war. I mean, it's like I was a terrorist, so now we're going to go start a war with this
major country.
Well,
see, Captain America was killed by terrorists. He wouldn't submit to world government. He wouldn't submit to having an ID put in him and being controlled and tracked. And so he was going to court, and then the very terrorist shoots him. See, Homeland Security knew best. I'm sorry.
Yep. And the other thing I wanted to say, I don't know if you guys have ever talked about it. I'm sure you have, but DIA has a lot of things going on down there. A gentleman that I crossed paths with about 3 months ago, he's like a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah, Denver International Airport.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they're digging dirt out of there at night from 1 until 5 in the morning every night. They're pulling dirt out of there, and all the neighbors all in that community don't know why, and they're wondering what all that dirt is.
They probably had a pipe bust. They've got a giant underground base there. That's admitted. It's the alternate capital under nuclear attack.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, it's one of the first big organic magazines, newspapers in the country. Started in 1970 right here in Austin, Texas. And every issue is about the pesticides, the hormones, the GMO, what's going on, Acres USA. That's coming up in the next hour. Open phones in this hour. A ton of news coming up on all the stage terror, hysteria that we're witnessing, and a lot of other key issues. But we do have open phones on this Monday, as promised, at 1-800-259-9231. First-time callers are going to the head of the line today. Right now, let's talk to Rob in California. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Did you say Rob?
Yes, I did. You're on air.
Okay. Yeah, actually, hey, Alex, how are you doing?
Good.
I was looking at this site called ThreeWorldWars.com. And they talk about Albert Pike. There's some alleged correspondence between him and Giuseppe Mazzini. And I just wondered if you knew anything about...
Yes, and I've interviewed researchers who have been to the Royal Naval Museum archives in London. And indeed, there is the letter there from him about the three world wars and all the rest of it. And he put a lot of that also in his Morals and Dogma.
Oh, okay.
But you're talking about the Illuminati leader out of Italy, and of course there was correspondence.
Right. Yeah. The correspondence. I just didn't know if that specific letter about the three world wars might be Yeah, there might
that is in the Royal Naval Museum.
It is there, okay. Okay. Yeah, because I guess, sir, I read there was some question about that. the other thing...
I have a correction to make about something I was wrong about. Go ahead.
On their site, it says that the keeper of the manuscripts recently informed the author that the letter is not cataloged at the British Museum Library. So I'm wondering why they even...
I'm familiar with the controversy. I don't particularly know that website, so I really can't speak to it.
I'm not too sure. But anyway, the other thing I was wondering about is that belt buckle that Schwarzenegger was wearing on the cover of Time magazine. I know that some people were saying that was a motorcycle belt buckle, but to me it did look like a Nazi belt buckle.
I've been going to, and I appreciate your call, I've been going to gun shows since I was about 5 years old. And I've never been a big collector. You know, I don't get deep into something. I'll go, I'll collect 5 or 6 World War II medals. Oh, that looks interesting. And I kind of got little piles of junk here and there. Or I'll collect a few meteorites. I'll collect a few. And I remember being in high school and then in college going to gun shows in Dallas and then in Austin. And I would go look at the World War II memorabilia. And I bought a British RAF medal. I bought an American tanker medal. I bought a 1933, I thought that year was interesting, Nazi party pin. I've got that somewhere. And I remember looking at Nazi belt buckles, and I remember thinking, that looks distinctively Western, because it has, like, diamonds at the top and diamonds on the edge. Now, are there biker groups that have copied Nazi belt buckles? Well, yeah, they drive around, a lot of them wearing Nazi helmets. The Iron Cross, I mean, they're into that. So, see, somebody who's into motorcycles will go, no, that's our design. No, that comes from the Nazis. And so for Schwarzenegger, it's a big joke. But the specific Death's Head belt buckle he's wearing is a Nazi belt buckle, officer's buckle, of a World War I type design that was reissued in World War II. In World War I, they wore giant skull helmets, okay? I mean, you talk about into being fearsome. The field marshals and others wore huge helmets with not just the point on the top, sometimes double, horns on, devil hats with big, huge skulls and crossbones on them. They're into it, and then they were into killing. And so I don't know how else to explain that to people. And they would have big skulls on their biplanes and things like that. And so when I tell you that Schwarzenegger reportedly back in the 70s liked to dress up in an SS uniform at parties. He'd have friends over, and at costume parties, Arnold would come out in a perfectly, groomed, perfectly tailored SS uniform. That's been reported. And at the gym, he would run around screaming Heil Hitler and calling the blacks in rages, big, huge black guys in the gym, challenging them to fights, screaming, "I'll tear you apart. Niggers," excuse using that term, but let's just use what he said. He would hand out to friends, this has been confirmed in triplicate, records of, recordings of Hitler speeches. Just on and on, folks. And I don't know how else to go over history with people, how else to explain this to people. In Pumping Iron, he did say, "I've always dreamed of really powerful people like Jesus, like Hitler." They had that footage. The directors have admitted they have it. Arnold bought the negatives so they wouldn't be released. He now owns Pumping Iron. And I made a film about it. I made a film. It's the Martial Law 9/11 Road to Tyranny. A third's about the police state, a third's about 9/11, and a third is about the New World Order death cult. And we've got photos in there of the World War I, the big giant skull outfits and the horned outfits. I don't know if I put the horned outfits in there. And so Schwarzenegger, it's not like you got Bloomberg wearing a skull. Number one, that's juvenile. Number one, a governor should. Let's say it's a biker belt buckle. He's in a suit. He's wearing a... No. It's in your face. It's a Nazi belt buckle. And, of course, you're going to have people that watch the Discovery Channel shows about choppers and are all into motorcycles who don't know about World War II and haven't read 30, 40 books on it and who haven't constantly studied it till 3 a.m., hundreds of nights. And they're going to sit there and go, "No, that's a biker belt buckle." Of course they're going to do that, because they don't know anything. That's why they're slaves. Now, let me go back. I'm rarely wrong about things. I mean, I'll get dates wrong, or I'll get little things wrong, because I really do my homework. But when I'm wrong about something, I'll say it. I'm not pleased to have to report this to you. I wrestled with this last night. I wrestle with things a lot. I try to be moral, folks. It doesn't mean I'm perfect, but I attempt. You understand the difference? I attempt to be a better person. Let's say this. I'm not consciously deceptive, okay? And I'm wrong. Ron Paul is against net neutrality. I thought, you know what? He's better than any candidate overall. Don't even go on air and talk about it, because it'll just hurt the campaign. But at the same time, I can't, when I'm wrong about something, listeners are going to hear that show 2 weeks ago when I tell the caller, the listener, no, he's not against net neutrality. They're going to hear that and think people think I know everything. They think which I don't, by the way, and they're going to think I'm lying. No, I'm wrong. Ron Paul is against net neutrality, and he's dead wrong on the subject. I'd never found anything Ron Paul was for that I was against. I never found him being wrong. But then I wanted to preface this, and then it's such a complex issue that I want to be very careful how I describe this. Maybe an article should be written. Maybe we should write an article about it. Something like, Ron Paul is wrong on net neutrality. And then nicely set him straight. You know, say he's the best candidate and he's wonderful. And this is where pure libertarianism, though, gets off the track. I could say I disagree with Ron Paul about net neutrality. We'll be even more careful about it than that. But the point is, I am wrong when I got up here and a caller called in and said, so I'll be honest with you, it was like a 10-minute clip. We didn't listen to it all. John saw it and said, yeah, I didn't get from the clip that he was against net neutrality. Well, I actually went and finally watched the clip. I actually saw the stuff this weekend. I actually found his quotes. I actually went and watched some of the speeches he's given. So let me be specific. Ron Paul is pretty much a pure libertarian. And so he says you shouldn't be able to tell companies, AOL, Time Warner, or Cogent, or Level 3, or any of these big backbone providers, AT&T, Bell South, whatever. The Deutsche Telekom, whatever its new name is. You shouldn't be able to tell them that they have to let somebody else's internet traffic go over their systems. And that's what net neutrality is that AT&T and Viacom and the rest of them have said that we, in Time Warner, we want to force you to subscribe to list of websites that pay us to let their traffic go over our backbones. Now, there are over 50 hubs in this country and main backbone providers. When one goes down, a third, 10%, sometimes more of the web is down. I mean, it's devastating. And this will basically cripple the internet. Now, Ron Paul's argument is, well, the free market will come in and it'll get fixed in time. And, frankly, I just think Ron Paul, and he's a very smart guy. He's almost wrong. He's not 74. He's 72. 72 years old. He's on the internet. He knows the internet. But, I mean, I respectfully think Ron Paul doesn't fully understand this and doesn't understand that. Well, I mean, he said that we should gradually get people off welfare. You can't take them off overnight. I agree with him on that. He's against open borders because, you know, the pure libertarians want them totally open. Well, you can't take an unfree state to the South with 100 million people that'll work for 3 times lower wages and bring them in while we still have a socialist system with the high taxes we've got to pay. It'll bankrupt everybody. You see, you can only have free trade if another country's truly free next to you. Anyways, this is a very complex issue. Since I've gotten into it, I'll go over it and try to break this down as best I can. But, yeah, Ron Paul is against net neutrality, and it is not good. We'll be right back.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Ted Anderson for Midas. July 16, 2007, gold 667 ounce gold coins could be purchased for $688.50, $339.70 per half, $169.85 per quarter. That's $688.50, $339.70, and $169.85. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar. Now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollar's fallen to 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran leads attack against the U.S. dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that our founding fathers gave us a republican form of government? Why is all you ever hear from our leaders is that we're a democracy? You can receive a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine by calling our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever been told the truth about why Russian communism seemingly has fallen? Why did our government let Mikhail Gorbachev come here? You can receive a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine by calling our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736.
I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, and I'm a plastic surgeon, and I see a lot of people who come to my office for facelifts and collagen injections. But I want to tell you today about a product that I developed. It's called Night Skin, and it helps your skin look younger without needles, without acid peels, and without a facelift. In 12 hours, it will make your skin seem smoother. In 12 hours, it will stimulate collagen production. And in 12 hours, it will promote elastin growth in your skin. What does this all mean? Well, this is the stuff that makes your skin firm and healthy and helps you look younger. Night Skin is real, and the results are real, and it contains only proven ingredients that work to lighten age spots, smooth the skin, and help diminish the appearance of wrinkles. It's easy, and in 12 hours, you'll see it works. Try it risk-free today.
To order Night Skin risk-free, call 1-800-894-3462. Learn how to get a free bottle by responding to this ad. Call 1-800-894-3462. That's 1-800-894-3462.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space.
I mean, really, it's a libertarian interpretation. Ron Paul is against abortion because he rightfully knows that it's a human being in the womb, and it's not a choice. And he's right on immigration because he understands that it will bankrupt the country, and while we still have a socialist system here, that we can't afford it, and that he knows the globalists are behind it. Now, the New World Order and Bush and the rest of them want to end net neutrality, just like they want to end the borders. Now, that right there should tell you it's not a good idea. The Internet was designed by DARPA. It was set up by the government. A lot of pure research comes out of the government. And the big tech companies literally stayed in business after the tech boom bust because of internet connection bills. It has funded the growth of technology. It's funded the sector. Basically, your subscribers are paying for the connections and paying exorbitantly, by the way, for them. There's huge markup involved, and that is funding it. And they go into negotiations. Don't think there's not free market. Don't think that Cogent or Level 3 or AT&T versus some other cable system don't have debates and arguments about you're sending more traffic over us than we're sending back to you. And then the companies do restrict and cut back their bandwidth, and things do go down for a while until they negotiate. That really is the free market, because then if they're down too long, they lose customers. It is a free market. And so I would just tell Ron Paul, and next time I get him on, I will bring this up, or I'll call his office and tell him, because I'm blindsided by the fact that I don't think he understands this. And for Ron Paul, I mean, I can see what he's saying. Well, we can't tell companies who they have to do business with. We can't tell companies that they just have to let everybody's traffic go over their servers. And I really think Dr. Paul, I'm not going to tell him how to deliver a baby. But I think he's 72 years old. I just don't think he understands this. I've interviewed the IT experts. I've read hundreds of papers on it. We know how it works. It's not just a bunch of tubes that you dump things on, in the words of the committee chairman. The big telecom spent 150 plus mil last year trying to end net neutrality. And, folks, if they do that, it's Internet 2. The net is gone. Now, Ron Paul has said, well, if they start doing that, other things will form, other systems will form. It will force the formation of new networks. And that may indeed happen. And who knows, Ron Paul may be right. But I know this, it is going to devastate things for at least several years. It is going to be devastating. And it's going to force you to go get domains on subdomains with AT&T. They're going to have 50 corporations and 50 universities. This has already been announced. I've been telling you about it for 5 years since I learned of it. And they're going to make you go have a subdomain like a MySpace account. I mean, you won't be able to get to InfoWars or Prison Planet anymore. And then they're going to make you pay higher prices. The states are now lobbying in Washington to do this, to make you pay taxes on emails. That's all part of the same package. The same crew that wants to end net neutrality wants email taxes. Now, Ron Paul is against that. He's against the taxes. But then he is against net neutrality, and I just don't think he understands it. He does understand welfare. He knows you just can't take somebody right off of it. He's against it, but he says we've got to phase it in. Now, would I be for some phased-in 10-year deal? Probably. But again, the globalists are going to write the plan, whatever it is. It's going to be a bad one. And I've seen the big industry analysis. Peer-to-peer systems they're trying to force us onto, where it's direct-to-direct, are going to kill the Internet. I mean, it will be dead. 99% of the websites you can get to now, you will not be able to get to. Only mass agreements. And you'll still have thousands of choices, but it'll be like cable television. You'll think you've got thousands of choices, and it'll still feel like a choice, but it won't be the billions of choices. And the newspapers are dying. The television's in trouble. They're all circling the wagons with the state governments and the federal government right now to shut the web down. And Ron Paul was ecstatically received at Google. Actually read the transcript of his speech, and there it was in black and white. And Google didn't like it, and the Google employees didn't like it, but they still like him because of his overall libertarian ideas. And there were quotes from him in there trying to argue with him and explain to him how this works. And Ron Paul's his own man. I respect him. But at the same time, we have to question our leaders, and we have to try to advise them and bring them up to speed. And Ron Paul, just like we can't take people off welfare immediately, cold turkey, just like we can't get rid of the borders completely in a pure libertarian sense, because of the laws of nature, we cannot get rid of net neutrality. And heaven help us when Ron Paul's for ending it. It means he doesn't understand it. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You want to lose weight, but there's no way you want to resort to pills or shakes that are full of chemicals or drugs with harmful side effects. We know diets don't work. That's why there is a fat loss patch. The fat loss patch is a self-adhesive dietary aid worn daily that slowly releases all natural ingredients into the skin. The result is a safe and easy way for you to increase your energy levels, maintain a healthy body weight, and curb those horrible sugar cravings, all without irritating side effects or loss of muscle. Just peel it off, stick it on, and live your life. The patch is safe, effective, and clinically tested. Also, the Fat Loss Patch is the most unique product and business opportunity to ever hit the U.S. and international markets. Join as a U.S. or European customer or distributor in this much-needed and fast-growing business. For more information, visit patchmeeting.com or call Judy at 800-766-2133. That's 800-766-2133.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company that provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I with an I, medical.com.
Plugged this earlier so you do to tune in to hear it. Coming up just a few minutes, Ted Anderson's in the studio. It was his idea to go to Plainfield, and he's glad he did it. It drew attention to the Browns' plight and what's happening with the income tax. And Ted is in studio up in Minnesota. He's the owner of the network. He'll be giving us a report. He saw with his own eyeballs the helicopter. I saw the video online of it flying around and over the party. Ted says there were closer to 300 people there on and off coming and going, so that was certainly a big success. Again, the Browns surrounded in the past, convicted of fraudulent tax evasion, and he can give you a report of that coming up here in just a few minutes. Before I do that, I wanted to tell the listeners about Interfood. Bad nutrition is a breeding ground for illness due to stress and anxiety, not to mention the loving chemtrails. Ask yourself, what is your diet like? Processed foods and even good organics don't have the nutritional values that you need. In today's world, think about it. Have you forgotten that you were supposed to feel good and energetic all day long? And if not, you aren't getting the nutrition you need. Stop wishing you had more energy and focus and make it happen today. With one simple phone call, 1-866-762-9238, or visit them on the web at innerfood.com. That's E-N-E-R, food.com, or 1-866-762-9238. I take it. Folks in my office take it. We love it. They got a whole product line, by the way, at innerfood.com. And, yes, Terror Storm Special Edition is now out on DVD, now shipping, now available. You can now go to the website and you can order it at Infowars.com. 17 minutes of added program in the film, plus the over hour of extras. It's over 3 hours and 20 minutes total on one DVD. The History of Government-Sponsored Terror, Terror Storm. We also, of course, have Loose Change Second Edition, Riddles in Stone. We're now carrying Jerome Corsi's The Late Great USA, an extremely powerful book I've now gotten a copy of and scanned through, about the whole North American Union program, their own documents, their own admissions. It's only $19.95, The Late Great USA, for those that still read at Infowars.com. Although that's a discounted price. It's $24.95, hardbound, hardcover, thick book at the bookstores. In fact, I was at the bookstore this weekend. $24.95 at the bookstore. $19.95 at Infowars.com. We've got our Police State Trilogy for $34.95. That is 45% off. Three films, three DVDs in one box set, $34.95. All of your purchases at Infowars.com make this broadcast possible. There's also PrisonPlanet.tv. See all my films in high quality up on PrisonPlanet.tv, including the new Terror Storm. We now have it in Flash as well, so you can watch it while you download it. It's a factory, a foundry, a fulcrum, a citadel, an armored keep of resistance. It is a arsenal. It is a armory in the info war to download and burn TV shows, my book, Paul Watson's book, all my other films, bunch of other films, just so much stuff, PrisonPlanet.tv, including the new film, or call toll-free to get the films on DVD or books, 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. I'm going to get to Kathy and George and Roger and John and Chris before this hour ends, but I just wanted to bring Ted Anderson up for 5-10 minutes. First off, Ted, because I never really talked to you about this. I just heard a few weeks ago that you had this idea, and a bunch of people went up there, Jack Blood and Dave Von Kleist, and I believe We Are Change went up there, because I noticed that was on their website in a live feed link. A bunch of people went up there, and I'm told you said it was 200, 300 people, very successful. And sure enough, I hope the feds wouldn't engage in provocations. There was... Well, we'll get into that, but why did you decide to go up there? Why did you think up this idea?
Well, Dave obviously had a concert earlier, and that inspired my mind, and then I just said, you know, we should just do a concert, get some people up there, get some names out there, make it happen so people actually, you know, take a look at this Ed and Lane Brown thing. We have to bring light to the subject is basically what motivated me to do it. I mean, I would hate to see another Ruby Ridge or Waco, Texas happen in New Hampshire. I mean, that would be just incredibly sad to see that kind of an ending to this beginning here. Obviously there's been plenty of arguments on my network about whether or not there's a law that you have to file a 1040. There have been people that have been vindicated of this. They've taken it to court. They've been let off the hook by the jury in this particular case.
Cryer just got found, I need to get him on, not guilty last week, a lawyer down in Louisiana. He went into the jury and showed them how it was all a fraud.
Yeah, and for some reason, some juries swing the way of not guilty, and other juries swing the way of guilty.
Well, let me just be clear. It's like Aaron Russo says, if the mafia comes to you, to your grocery store and says, I'm going to kill you and your family if you don't pay me. Most people pay them, and I'm not telling you to pay them or to not pay them. My fight is not with the, because again, I'm overall covering news, information. I don't even have time to really balance my books properly or even do proper financial planning because I'm so busy fighting New World Order that I haven't chosen that battle. Because I haven't chosen to personally fight them, I'm able to bring you Joe Bannister and the Browns and all these tax experts every few weeks and to cover and educate people. But again, I don't have a dog in that fight. Ted, I know that you pay the income tax and pay it very carefully. And now again, Money Magazine, what was it? And so did Forbes. But I remember back in 2000, had 50 different preparers do their taxes, and they got 50 different answers. And it's written so you can't follow the law. You do waive your Fifth Amendment. You do incriminate yourself. It is written to ensnare you. It's written so they can come after you. Even when you pay, you're frankly as likely to have them come after you. But I use the Quicken Books and have an accountant, and I, you know, it has the don't do this, this is moderate, this is safe. I do the safe. I overpay them because, number one, I don't make that much money, so it isn't that much. But B, because that's not my fight, and if they ever audit me or come after me, it's going to be clear that even paying their tribute wasn't enough for Caesar. Paying the mafia wasn't enough. They came back wanting more. Now I've said that point. You went up there. What did you see? What happened?
Well, I mean, like you see on the website at GCNLive.com right now, there was a helicopter. It was Homeland Security. They were buzzing and buzzing low enough for you to feel the back blow of the wind coming down from the turbines up there. There was no question about it that they're trying to antagonize, you know. Like you said, you know, for somebody to go out there and shoot a gun or shoot fireworks at them, it was a completely peaceful movement, thank goodness. Not a person, you know, other than a couple of birds that were flipped up to the helicopter. There was
Ted, describe it, because, again, I sat down at 7:30 to eat dinner at the office, turned the computer on like it was Star Trek. Think of, we take this technology for granted. I can just suddenly look, you know, at a party in Plainfield. You know, I dial into our own private TV channel, basically. I'm sitting there, and I'm going, oh, well, I'm glad things went well. And then all of a sudden, a helicopter, I mean, it's right there with sirens going at about 60, 70 feet. Then it goes down even lower. Then it was flying over you guys. Then it turned its lights off and was flying around. Ted, describe what you saw with your eyeballs.
Well, that was it, Alex. I mean, basically, we had the concert going. There was good food. People were having fun. There was some speeches that were given.
Dusk.
And right towards dusk, that was, you know, the helicopter was right there. I mean, they were shining their spotlights onto the, it was intimidation. There was no question about it. They wanted to make the people feel uncomfortable in being there. I would imagine that their hope was is that people would get scared and run away, or I don't know exactly what their point was. I guess they're trying to say, hey, we're here, we're watching. You know, I'd love to have their video footage because they had a bird's eye view of what was going on. I hope they post it. You know, the thing is, it's a real issue. You spelt it out plain and clear, Alex. It is a very dangerous place to be right now. There is no question about it. The sheriff of the town said the same thing in the paper. It's a very dangerous place to be. They're afraid to send in their own 911 rescue team if somebody had a heart attack in there. You know, if something simple as that. But the thing about it is that, you know, Ed and Elaine Brown, I mean, they're just two down-to-earth people. I mean, Elaine is a dentist. Ed is an exterminator.
Yeah, it's a dangerous place because they've had armored vehicles and drones and helicopters and fixed-wing aircraft basically doing reconnaissance strafes continually. They've been on the property. They've run surveillance. They've tasered and shot at people and then lied about it. It's dangerous because they're trying to enforce a Hitlerian edict that does not exist, while the illegal aliens were going to be given 5 years of income tax amnesty that was in the bill, and 400,000+ felons were released in 1 year in Houston alone out of their jails that were illegal aliens. I don't want to hear they can't just leave these people alone. They want a confrontation. And I thought the feds would try to be smarter. It shows they're a bunch of buffoons, a bunch of evil people, that they would go in there with a helicopter trying to incite something. And thank God the feds didn't shoot a flare or something, you know, out of the woods themselves at their own helicopter. I mean, the pucker factor was pretty high as I was watching this, and I just can't believe, we're going to have a report out on JonesReport.com in the next few hours on this, you know, just with the basic facts and the analysis of what we believe they're trying to do, so watch for that, everybody. Now I noticed that about 8:39, once it got dark there, they turned their lights off. That's out of control, flying around, literally at treetop level, over 300, 250, whatever it was, people, with a helicopter right above the trees is very dangerous. What is the point? What was it like having a helicopter? It was a gray helicopter. Now, from the video, it looks like a gray helicopter. What color was it?
It actually, in the daylight, it was white.
So it was a white helicopter. Yeah. On the video, it looked light gray.
Yeah, I suppose getting towards dusk with the sun going down, and who knows how well the camera is able to pick up the light. But in my vision, it's white. I mean, what is gray? It's a slight variation of white. You know, had the numbers.
Well, the thing is, we looked it up. I've seen Homeland Security helicopters that are a light gray, so it looked like what we've seen already.
Well, it very well could have been light gray.
It looked like the FBI hostage rescue team helicopter
in the bright sun. You know, it could make a gray helicopter look very light, I'm sure, reflecting. But light gray or white, I can just tell you right now, it was...
Well, you were there, I believe you. It was white helicopter.
Yeah, white helicopter is what I remember. I can go back and look at my pictures. I think.
My gosh, imagine we're sitting there eating, going, oh, I'm glad things went well. And I said, here comes the helicopter. I was like, oh, man.
Oh, it was all about intimidation, Alex. Actually, the police up there were real nice. You know, they counted the people coming in. There was an ordinance factor. If there was more than 200 in there at any one time, I think there was going to be a issue with the we had to pull a permit, I guess, to do it, and I don't think we ever exceeded that number, which is good that we never had to have.
Well, let's be clear, you said 200 to 300. How many?
I believe I didn't count them coming through, but I just looked at the crowd. I think roughly it could have been 200, but I seen people coming and going, and the ground stayed pretty well full, so I'm sure that the number may have exceeded 200, and it may have been less than 300. I don't know. It could have been less than 200.
All right, whatever. 200 plus.
Yeah. And a huge success, obviously. The people that were watching online, that numbered into the 1,600 to 2,000 people, and then plus people were taking the stream and re-putting it out. So, you know, the real numbers of how many people seen it, it's definitely past 2,000.
Well, the point is, it's a demonstration of the new technologies that are being developed. It brought attention to what's happening, and I think overall it'll be a positive thing. And we'll get a big report out on JonesReport.com in the next few hours. But, Ted, thank you for going up there to support the Browns, and God bless you, my friend.
Well, Alex, I've seen you do it many times, and I just thought, you know, it's my turn, and I'm going to get out there too, and I appreciate what you do. And
Ted, you're getting pretty adventurous, pretty wild.
Well, you know.
Ted Anderson, adventurer. Dun-dun-dun-dun.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've got to keep the network on air. That's the main thing. That's you're talking about the taxes. Do I file 1040? Yes, I do. If I don't file the 1040 and they come in and shut me down, what happens to Genesis? The greater good is to file the taxes here. There's no question about it. Plus, also, it's a corporation. From what I understand, corporations are required to file tax returns.
Exactly. But we're not arguing and saying people are bad that do not pay. We're saying you're good, you're heroes, we support your fight. We're saying I can't fight 5, 6, 10 front wars. I'm fighting the info war, trying to reach people. So folks are, you know, I've had other people criticize other talk show hosts. Alex Jones admits he pays them. He funds them. Folks, they issue the money. They control it. The Federal Reserve admits it's about getting economies and countries in debt and pulling the debt out from under them. It's about getting real property.
It's about
getting you into a system. You don't hurt them not paying taxes. You don't hurt the government not being funded. They just issue more money. They do this to have control. That's why they do it.
Yeah, control, and they get your wealth. That's the bottom line. We're working for them, and we spend.
Yeah, they want you to not pay, but pay improperly and not know your rights, so they can win and get your house for a $10,000 bill. They get a $300,000 house.
Yeah, but it still befuddles me, Alex. How can you walk into a court of law here in the United States of America, say, hey, there's no law that I broke, and yet have a conviction? It kind of drives me nuts. I'm sure it does everybody.
That's what's good about the Brown situation. As long as it stays peaceful, that's what we want, because it continues to educate people about the fact that there is no law and that it is a fraud. Ted Anderson, thank you for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having me up, Alex.
How was the weather there in New Hampshire?
Just beautiful. You couldn't ask for better weather. The sun was shining. It was probably in the 70s. It was, and of course, Vermont and New Hampshire, I don't think there's a more beautiful place in this country than that particular spot. It was just absolutely gorgeous. And then it was nice to see on a license plate, live free or die. You know, they put that on the license plate, but they didn't think anybody would actually take it seriously. Ed and Elaine are taking it seriously.
Hey, Ted, God bless you. Take care.
Yeah, you too.
We're glad everybody was safe. Nobody got hurt. Nothing bad happened. That is really good. And again, I was happy. Oh, great. Nothing bad happened. Oh, they're out having a good party. And I was like, oh, no. And by the way, that stuff was going on before it all kicked off, but I guess people didn't want to scare folks off. But why would the feds do that? Intimidation, trying to elicit some type of response? They wanted to go in there, folks. They want to kick off World War III. They want to start an arms insurrection. And unfortunately, I think that both sides, people in the Patriot movement are wanting that, some areas, and people on the other side are wanting that. He who gets violent first is going to end up losing this fight. And again, we are winning the info war. That's why they're wanting to shut the web down right now. We cannot allow them to do it. When we come back, I promise I'm going to get to Kathy, George, Roger, John, and Chris. We're going to get to all of you, and then about 10 after, we're going to have a guest on from Acres USA to get into what I wish I could do. I mean, believe me, folks, if I had the money and I had the time, unfortunately, everybody's moved in here from California. I'm not knocking you. Central Texas is nice, but land that 15 years ago was $500 an acre, $10,000 an acre around here. But I would get out of Dodge and go live and go solar and, you know, I mean, I'd work at a feed store making $8 an hour. I'd mow yards out in the country, and I'd plant crops, and I would do odd jobs. I'd pump gas, and I'd just watch my youngins grow up out in the country, and I'd sit down and, you know, do their homework with them and work 8 hours a day. And that's why we're going to be talking about, and because for those of you that can, I would get out of the cities now. As fast as you can. But study the town you're in, too. A lot of these towns are CPS run, drug dealer sheriffs run them, and SWAT teams rule over everyone. So a lot of the local, again, it's just, but if stuff really hits the fan, the country's going to be the place to be. We'll be right back.
Here, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triomethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Oh, those summer nights and those summer electric bills. How would you like to save money this summer on your electric bill and sleep better than ever? Well, now you can with the Bedfan Personal Cooling System. The Bedfan will allow you to raise your thermostat several degrees and still sleep cool. This works by delivering a gentle breeze between your sheets, thus keeping your body cool and comfortable. Doug from Austin, Texas writes,
I like it to be very cold while sleeping. Since purchasing the Bedfan, I've been able to turn the thermostat up from 68 to 78 degrees, and I've never been more comfortable. My electric bill this month compared to the same month last year is over 27% lower. I couldn't be happier with your product.
Maybe it is time you started thinking about trying the Bedfan Personal Cooling System. If you're a hot sleeper, you will love it. If you want to lower your electric bill, you will love it too. Go to Bedfan.com and try the remarkable Bedfan yourself. That's Bedfan.com or call 210-632-8280. That's 210-632-8280. The Bedfan is on sale for a limited time, so don't delay. Remember, Bedfan.com or 210-632-8280.
Strange days have found us. Strange
forward to your calls. Kathy in Virginia, thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
I have a question for you and then a brief comment. Back in 1943, my father was a camp counselor in Chicago, and a little boy left and went home and died. And a couple days later, they came back and told him this little boy died of polio. My father came down with polio, and needless to say, when the vaccines came along in the mid-1950s, guess who was first in line to get her vaccines? Me. I know all about the simian virus 40. But one thing I haven't heard about is there any treatment to get rid of the simian virus 40? Is there a way that you've ever heard of to get it out of your system?
Well, there's been a lot of different cancer viruses that have accidentally, in quotes, always been associated with big UN inoculation global programs out of the eugenicist laboratories. They even come right out of laboratories founded by eugenicists, by the Carnegie, Rockefeller, and Harriman endowments in England, Germany, and the U.S. And then, of course, magically, cancer viruses end up in them. And what happens is after your DNA is divided so many times, it begins to malfunction and becomes more susceptible to allowing massive replication due to the simian virus 40, which causes a string of different type cancers. And here's an example. 100% of the sewage systems in India they've tested have SV40 in it. It's also communicable. So basically, almost everyone they blood test in the U.S., Europe, worldwide, has simian 40 in us. And of course, we have massive increases in cancers. But it's many other cancer viruses. And most viruses are most cancers are virus-related, virus-induced. And that, and you notice the media and the culture doesn't like to educate the public about that, that it's communicable. It's always just like, oh, you just get it. And literally over 90% of viruses, according to a lot of top scientists and the mainline science, are virus-related. It's just your body can't fight it off once you're older. Or a lot of times your body's had so many auto problems because your body's been so attacked by toxins, poisons, other viruses, that finally your body just kind of gives up and says, okay, I just accept it. And then the other types of cancers you've got are autoimmune-related, where the body is fighting all this stuff and just flips out and over, you know, cranks up its autoimmune system. Or the autoimmune system shuts off. See, there's a lot of different, but it's being induced by these. I mean, cancer 1900 was very rare. And it was even more rare if you could go back to the 1750s. And they knew what it was. They did autopsies. They diagnosed. People tended to die of the flu or colds or malnutrition or, but I mean, if they say that we live longer today. That's not true. Statistically, it is, but not in actuality. About a third of people died within 1 year, and roughly half died by age 10. But if you made it past age 10, people all the time lived to 98, 100. People actually lived much longer 500 years ago, 200 years ago. Now, on average, most of the babies don't die, but we die at a younger age. Like Russia right now has an average age of 55. That's dropping like a rock. And it's because of what they put into us. And it's designed to kick in once you're, quote, not productive. That's the older eugenics model back when they still needed workers. Now the globalists are writing they don't need us anymore because of robotics and the automation of the system. And so they're just going to move into, you'll wonder why people have got cancer like it's the cold now. They're just dying up and down my street. I know that.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today, or call toll-free 877-300-7645.